Make sure you have the goodies, right?
Yeah, just don't got a joint.
No joints?
No oh, joints.
Come on, bro. You're letting the family down. You're letting the audience down.
Before I got here.
Smoke 10 joints. You know that this man once smoked 10 joints to himself, people.
Check ones.
I don't remember that.
It's all lies. All right. We're good to go on my end. Audio good? Yeah. Speaking of the mic.
Testing.
Okay.
I got to put it closer.
Yeah, maybe be a little louder. Oh, will you close the door? Sorry.
Be louder?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. There we go. I see the sound waves now.
All right, guys. Welcome back. This is a special edition of The Ruckus. We're calling it The Ruckus Unfiltered. And on today's episode, we have a man who is out of Boston now. Literally quite out of Boston. He's now in between Seattle and pretty much everywhere in the world. And this is Milk Tats. And yes, I'm going by his Instagram name because why not?
Milk Tats. Just call me Milk.
Milk you dropped Tats. The Y in second grade, right?
Yeah, you called me Milky the other day.
Yeah, by accident. And then you looked at me and you're like, I dropped the Y when I was 12, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's where the name first came. It was Milky at first.
Scott still calls you Milky, you know that.
Yeah, I know. I'll be talking to him, but he don't.
He don't listen?
No.
So if you were wondering why Milk is on the show and why he's out here in Los Angeles right now, is he is good friends with my cousin Scott. Been good friends with him for a while. Actually did, I think, almost all of Scott's tattoos.
A lot of his tattoos, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And Milky is out here because, fuck it, why not?
That's what I do. I travel around and do tattoos for people. A lot of my clients include like the NFL players, a lot of different teams. So that's always cool. It's always fun. My first time in Cali, 2 days, or was it? I get in yesterday?
You got in yesterday.
Yesterday morning, yeah.
He's been so busy, it's feeling like already 2 days in, huh?
Yeah, today was busy.
Well, Milk, I want to know, like, you mentioned how you've done work for athletes so far, so like how did that all begin?
I'm from Florida, and I was actually chilling with my homie. He was probably 4 years into tattooing. I've been tattooing for 10 years now, so I was just hanging out. We were just smoking, smoking weed, and I had a Twitter, but I never really used it. I just posted some work on it. I never really knew how to use Twitter, and I had like logged in one day. And I seen I had a message in my inbox. And then when I looked at it, it was this dude's name was Brandon Dedrick from the Patriots. And
shout out Patriot Nation.
Yeah. I'm a Dolphins fan. Go Dolphins. Let's see. He hit me up, asked me if I was in town. And I said no. And then I went out to Mass a couple times and then eventually linked up with him and did some work for a couple people of his, and then he got some work, went back to the locker room, showed everybody, and that's just how it started 6 years ago. Now, you know, players get traded.
Yeah.
Every year is a new class of rookies. It's like going to school like with a new pair of shoes. Like everybody's wondering where you got it, you know what I mean? And so it's been good. It's been good. Good 6 years. Good to travel a lot. Good to see different places, meet different people. It's pretty cool.
And just to clarify, Milk is not only just a garden variety tattoo artist, nor is he just a Patriot player or an athlete tattoo artist.
Yeah, I tat everybody.
This man also, in particular...
Everybody's money's good.
This man, in particular, tatted the infamous Super Bowl champs Patriots tattoo
twice, one this year, one in Super Bowl 50.
So tell me about the Super Bowl 50 tattoo.
It's a funny story, actually. So like my homie Bert, he was actually doing porn in LA at the time. It's crazy. I told you. So he was doing porn at the time. I was thinking of ways to, like, get my business more out there, like, this and that. I just was like, yo, Burke, like, I got an idea. We should do a Super Bowl Patriot tattoo saying that the Patriots won already. It was the Friday before the AFC Championship game. And he got the tat. We did it. And then they lost to the Broncos. Broncos ended up going to Super Bowl and winning it. So then I was felt all bad and upset. I was like, damn, like, I owe you breakfast at least or something.
How are you breakfast?
Yeah, so that Monday, we go to, we're like on our way to breakfast or whatever, and everybody starts Snapchatting me, like, their radio. And they were talking about on the radio, like, yo, if you know this kid named Milk, we need to get in contact with him. And then I called the radio station, and it was after that, ABC News got to it, Channel 5 News got to it, like, ABC owns everything, so, like, it got to ESPN, like, it was pretty cool, like, thing is, like, we were pretty much known as, like, the Jinx, and, like, if you went on NFL Network, or NFL.com at the time, and read the article about the tat,
yep.
and you read the comments underneath the tat,
the Jinx,
oh, man, like, people were hating, people were, like, upset about that. And then,
how do you come back from that?
You don't. That man still has it on his leg. But it was cool though, because it helped him out in his little career endeavor in LA, because people again seen him. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was cool. It helped both of us out. We really, when we were on the news and stuff, people were asking us like, "Yo, why we did that? If we felt like upset that it didn't work out for us?" And like, and I told him, I said, honestly, I'm a Dolphins fan, and he don't know nothing about football. We just wanted to be on the news and like.
You people were honest actually, about it?
Yeah, people actually, like, respected us, though, for saying that and just being straight up. Like, a lot of people would be like, oh, no, that's my team. We just want to be on the news. So, like, everybody laughing at us.
It's good marketing.
It kind of, like, you know what I mean? Like, they could laugh at us, but, like, we kind of got what we wanted.
Well, they always say, like, even there's no such thing as bad publicity. No, so, even God, these guys no. that are claiming you're a jinx, it's like, oh, well, all the Patriot haters that come in, they do the same thing.
Right. There was actually a couple comments here and there. They were like, stop giving these two morons attention. Like, it was pretty funny. But then I did another one this year. I seen some Instagram posts about, like, somebody trying to get a Super Bowl tat. And I had messaged them. I was like, I was being all cool. I was like, been there, done that, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like, he hit me up. He's like, yo, I'm down. Like, we should do it. And he ended up being mad cool. His name is Spike King on internet or on Instagram, at Spike King. But he ended up getting it in August this year. And then
August. He was that confident.
Yeah, dude was confident. And there was times throughout the season he would give updates every weekend. And he never lost faith. That dude never lost faith. Like, you know those fans that would be like, go Tom Brady, go Patriots when they winning. And then be
and then
like,
they're not
bench
real fans.
Tom Brady when he's losing in week one. For some odd reason. So, like, he's never like that. He's always, there's no way he's losing faith.
To all Patriots fans tuning in, go back and watch my old videos from this year. Confirmation that I never lost faith. I told my mom during the Super Bowl against the Falcons, you never say the game is over when you have Tom Brady and there's a scoring drive. I got the text messages. Maybe I'll put them out at some point because it's actually pretty funny. My mom kind of gave up in the middle of it. Or wasn't so much gave up. She was like, what the hell am I watching? Like, this is terrible. And I have video evidence of me saying that I believed in the Patriots. So, yeah, I'm throwing that spiel in there.
I lost some money on that Super Bowl.
You lost money?
Yeah, I bet with the Falcons.
You.
Man, I hate the Patriots. I'm a Dolphins fan.
Damn.
Really, really, I just don't like the fans. The fans are the
worst.
You
lived in New
England. I know, they're the worst, dude. They're the worst.
So you're saying Scott's the worst?
They were so upset when Miami
that was
their
bullshit.
Super Bowl had the miracle.
That
Miami
was bullshit.
Miracle play.
I'm sitting there and I'm like, all right, this game's over. Nothing to worry about. And I'm looking and I'm like, how is Gronk your last line of
defense?
I was
in New Orleans at that time. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget that day, but, yeah. They get so mad because of that one game.
Because it was a crap game.
Yeah, but give us that one game.
Bro, you guys just traded away Tannehill, and you guys are rolling now.
I'm hyped in. With Fitzpatrick. I've been waiting for
Fitz
that
day. Magic, baby.
I've been waiting for that day.
I'm rooting for him.
I
want
so
him to play well.
I'm so hyped. I don't expect to win any more or any less, but I'm just hyped. His energy is sick. I like him.
Dude's a rocket everywhere he goes.
He deserves to be in Miami for sure.
I mean, Miami's the perfect fit. This year they're going to be trying to tank. So, come on. See, no, think like, about the quarterback class with, next
but
year.
I, of course, yeah, true, and, like, all the picks that they'll have and this and that, but it's like.
Tanking for Tua.
But I just don't. I've never been in that position to have to wait for my team to for the next year.
Oh, I
know
get
a
it.
Lot of Sixers fans have done that before, and Arizona's done that.
The Celtics when they Celtics, first hired yeah. Brad Stevens, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know who we had right after the big three got traded? We had Chris Humphries, Gerald Wallace, Keith Bogans, Marshawn Brooks, a couple other dudes on that roster too. Literally, that was the worst. Like, it was hard being a Celtics fan, but at the same time, it was super exciting because it's like, all right, let's see what Brad can do because, like, this guy actually was coaching his heart out and keeping these guys in the fold, and things got better, and look where he is now.
Right.
But, like, I get it.
I believe all those picks and everything that could happen the following year, especially with Gronk not being there, but you can't give the Patriots a year to, like, rebuild themselves.
I'm telling you.
The one year that we might have a chance would be this year. I feel like go give it all.
Wait for the draft, man. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm telling you. It's going to be a good NFL draft.
Yep.
I'm betting my money on it. Josh Rosen ends up wearing a Patriot uniform.
You guys want him?
I want him with Belichick in particular.
You think? Josh Rosen?
Yeah. He needs a coach that can coach him. And if there's anyone that can coach any player, like, it's Belichick.
Belichick could coach anybody.
He kept Rob Gronkowski out of the media and only the good things and the funny light side of him in the media. He managed to hold on to Aaron Hernandez. And I mean that in the sense that this guy was able to have him in a locker room and nothing.
Right. No incident. Right.
Not at least nothing that leaked out to the media.
Right, right.
Having all these different personalities.
Bill's a genius.
That's why he's going to do well this year.
I met him one time. Genius.
Yeah?
But he's not like he is in the media. He's mad cool. Like,
I feel like he's super relatable.
Yeah, he's just really just nice dude. I met him during training camp.
So if there's anyone that you can talk about, what is your favorite work that you've done for any athlete?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I did. There's a few players that I enjoy working with because they kind of leave the ideas up to me, and they just like, just say, "Yo, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking for. Just do your thing." But like one of the most meaningful tats was for my buddy. He's been a real good friend of mine recently in the last couple years. Trevon Reed. He got a portrait of his mother on his back, and like. It's the type of tattoos that mean a lot. You know what I mean? Like somebody's mother, his mother passed away. So like, it was cool that I got to do that one. Like something so meaningful. That man has the money to go anywhere he wants to get tatted. Like for him to ask me to do that tat, that was cool. But Jamie Collins is a cool dude to work with. He gets some pretty sick pieces. He's got a Michael Myers on his leg. he's got a big owl on his arm. It's just stuff that I enjoy doing. He likes to get. Who else? Vince Wilfork and his family fly me out to Houston.
Shout out to Vince.
That family is an amazing family. Amazing family. It's always fun going out there. Been out there a couple times now. It's been cool. They're really nice people. Traveling's always fun, like, going with them and working. But I mean not too many players are like you work with a lot of them, but like some of them are only get tatted once, you know what I mean? Then sometimes like people are in and out of jobs like crazy.
Yeah,
like crazy, like
especially
I've
tatted in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying, like I tatted mad people in training camp like during like around that time, and all of a sudden like a couple weeks later you don't see them again, and
damn,
that's it, you know what I mean? So
well, you mentioned getting to know Wilfork's family real well. Like, how does that develop? Like, going from being just a tattoo artist to, like, considered a friend?
Man, really, that's just the type of people they are. Like, they could take somebody in the grocery line and, like, talk to them for a minute, and, like, that person will leave there with, like, an amazing day. You know what I mean? Just because, like, they just have that aura about them, like, not really worried about too much, but, like, always on top of it, always making sure, like, she's taught me a lot. She's kind of, like, a couple times, she, like, I don't like, I'm always nervous around her.
She being?
Bianca Wilfork, his wife. She's real, like, she's going to tell you like it is. You know what I mean? She's going to tell you how he's cabbage, like, that's just how it is. She's going to tell you, like, what you're doing wrong. But she's telling you this to better yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and she kind of plays that role with a lot of the teammates, like the second mom, you know what I mean? Just looking out for everybody. She's been real cool. But they're just good people, and, like, they see somebody like me just hustling, just trying to, you know what I mean, make it through this world and do it with through tattoos. And I really believe that they see, like, something good in me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I would hope so. So it's good. So that's just how it became. And then it would go from, like, tattoo work to, like, digital design work, you know what I mean? So and I've always just made sure I took care of them. You know what I mean? You take care of a bunch of people and it'll come back tenfold for sure.
People, listen up to what he just said. Say that again so the audience knows exactly what
that is. I said, make sure you help out people, and I promise you that shit will come right back to you, like, no problem. And that's somebody that don't really believe in karma. Like, that shit just is supposed to, that's just how the world works. You're
supposed to be a good person.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. If everybody worried about, like the golden rule when you learning growing up is like, do unto others what you'd have others do unto you.
Yeah.
But you don't hear that no more. And it's a simple rule.
Yeah.
So that's how the Wilforks really just treat everything. They just, trust me, I wouldn't want to have no problems with that family. Like, that family's like, they're so nice, but I'm sure that, you know what I mean?
You get on their bad side.
Yeah, oh yeah, but they, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why they become so good friends. Like, you can't, as long as you treat everybody like that with respect, good. So it's been fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ended up going from sports talk, tattoos, to life lessons.
Oh, what happens? What happens? That's what tattoos, that's why tattoos are so, like, everywhere. It brings a lot of people together. I never knew I would be working with the people that I've worked with. Like, it's just been cool, you know? So it just happens. Tattoos bring a lot of people, a lot of cultures, a lot of stories, a lot of backgrounds. Like,
it transcends everything.
It's a true art, you know what I mean? So
it's like sports in a sense. It transcends everything, no matter what.
So it's been good.
Guys, I'm going to try my best to get this out tonight, which is Friday. And that's because anyone in the greater Los Angeles area who is interested in getting a tattoo done by yours truly, Milk. And no, I wasn't going to say Milky. Can reach out to me in the comments below. Or go to my Instagram at Himesworld and DM me for details. He's here till what?
Till my phone stops ringing, really.
There we go. So he's here till the phone stops ringing. So please,
yeah,
hit me up or hit him up directly at Milk Tats on Instagram. You want to give him the name?
It's at Milk Tats at MILKTATZ. Real quick, come over here.
We're giving a nice
shout out. So this lady,
the woman behind all the cameras.
Jessica. I'll take a picture of
you. Did I just push the button? This is a new one.
Where's the button?
Right here. That's sick. This is the first, ladies and gentlemen. We have a photo taken on set.
Sorry, the picture didn't come up. But yeah, this is Jessica. What's your Instagram, Jessica? Oh, sorry. What's your Instagram?
Look at that.
At Love Squish.
LOVE.
SQUISH.
SQUISH. Follow her. She does sick video work, sick picture work, or photography. Know what you call it? Photography.
Yes.
Go check out her work. Go support your local artists. I'm telling you. Florida native?
Florida native.
My dog.
Fuck the Dolphins. All I'm saying. Guys, thank you again for tuning into The Ruckus. This has been an awesome episode with my buddy Milk in town. Shout out to my cousin Scott for putting us into a...
Scott.
Connecting us.
Shout out, Scott. Appreciate you.
Caveman Shrek all the way out from New England. My older cousin Scott, people. Anyway, don't forget to check out at Himesworld on Instagram. Also, like and subscribe. Comment below whatever you like we've done on this episode here. This is an uncensored edition. So, guys, also don't forget to check out at Alexander Himes on Facebook and also at Alexander's underscore Himes on Twitter. I know, confusing. But here we are. And by the way, if in case you were wondering, we are baked as shit.
I got one rolled up, about to go smoke.
There we go. So we're going to go roll one up and smoke a doobie. All right, guys. Have a good one.